Hello, this is Earth to Allie, bringing you my second installment of For Science. I will be reviewing the Satisfier Curve 1 Plus. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a sex toy for clitoral stimulation with air pulse and vibration. It also is waterproof and rechargeable. It can be controlled by the buttons on the toy or by an app for the mobile phone directly or through Bluetooth. Satisfier made three toys in the Curve line. All three have the same functionality. The difference is in the shape of each toy. The Curve 1, which is the one I chose, has a larger opening on the top of the toy for the air pulse stimulation. The Curve 2 has a smaller opening and more surface area for vibration stimulation. And the Curve 3 has the smallest opening for air pulse stimulation. The Curve 1 and 3 are both $49.95, but the Curve 2 is $39.95. That's just what the website says, which is interesting that one's cheaper. I think it might be on sale. So the reason why I chose this toy was, number one, for cost. The Satisfier Curve 1 Plus is $49.95, which is significantly cheaper than the toy I did last month, which was the Lovense Fairy Panty Vibe at $120. The Satisfier Curves can also be used through a Bluetooth app, which gives it as much functionality as a more expensive toy. Another reason why I chose this toy is that I love air pulse toys. I am here for them, 100%. I have another Satisfier toy, which was my first air pulse toy, the Satisfier Pro 2, and that was great, and it's still great. It's one of my go-to toys. The only difference between this toy and the Satisfier Pro 2, well, there's two differences. One, the Satisfier Pro 2 is not waterproof. I don't even think it's water resistant, and it is only an air pulse toy. The Curve is both. The last reason why I chose this toy is because it has the largest opening for air pulse stimulation out of the three. The larger opening is better for the way the clitoris is shaped. So when we think about the clitoris, usually what comes to mind is that little nub on the top of the vulva. But metaphorically, that is just the tip of the iceberg. The clitoris is actually much more than just that little nub. The clitoris as a whole goes all the way back to the pelvic bone, and parts of the clitoris are attached to the urethra and the vagina. I will link an article and a very interesting and educational video within the article about the anatomy of the clitoris. The reason why I like the larger opening in this toy is because basically the larger the opening of the toy means that more of the clitoris itself, the entire organ, is stimulated. Thinking about what this toy can do, I have two questions that I want to hopefully get answered through the experiment. One is, how does it feel when someone else is controlling the toy through the app, even though I have control of the toy up against my clitoris and have the ability to move it or take it away? My second question is, how does this air pulse and vibration toy compare to a toy that just does air pulse? Meaning, this toy does both, but has only one battery, right? So how strong will the air pulse be compared to a toy that just does air pulse? And I think with that, I'm going to go to demonstrating the noise level of the toy. So I'm going to turn the toy on by holding down the middle button. And if you can hear that, that is the air pulse at the lowest setting. Now I'm going to hold my hand over the opening of the toy to show a different experience of use. That is my hand covering the toy. I'm going to increase pressure of the air pulse. I think that's the highest level of the air pulse. And my hand is still covering the toy. Now I'm going to let go so you can hear it without my hand covering it. I'm going to turn off the air pulse now. Now I'm going to turn on the vibration. This is the lowest. Now I'm going to cover the toy with my hand. Now I'm going to increase the vibration intensity. Oh, now it's going pulses. And different rhythms of pulses. My second question is, how does this air pulse and vibration toy compare to a toy that just does air pulse? Meaning, this toy does both, but has only one battery, right? So how strong will the air pulse be compared to a toy that just does air pulse? That's my question. And now a wave and quick pulses, long pulses. Shorter pulses. A reverse wave. I think that's steady now. All right, now I'm going to take my hand away from it. And that's the sound of it, of the vibration without my hand over the opening. Now I'm going to add the air pulse while the vibration is going on so you can hear both air pulse and vibration at the same time. And that's what it sounds like with both going on at the same time. And this is also very close to the mic. And now it's turned off. So the next step is going to be me experimenting with the toy, hopefully to orgasm. And that will be on the next audio. And feel free to jump to the third audio, which will be my full review. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.